Welcome, dear friends, to an extraordinary episode of our podcast, where we embark on the captivating journey into the depth of astrology. Today, we will dwell into the enigmatic realm of Ketu, the South Node, a celestial entity that possesses the power to disrupt and detach. So sit tight, open your mind, and let us unravel the intriguing story and profound influence of Ketu on our lives. Let's start with the mystical origin. To truly grasp the essence of Ketu, we must transport ourselves back to the ancient times, when God and demons engaged in awe-inspiring event, the churning of ocean of milk. Picture this mythical scene where the celestial being sought to extract the divine elixir of immortality, known as Amrita. However, amidst the chaos, an asura named Swarbhanu cunningly managed to infiltrate the ranks of the god and partake this in sacred nectar. But here is where the tale takes an intriguing turn, where God Vishnu, assuming the form of the enchanting Mohini, noticed Swarbhanu's descent and swiftly intervened, wielding his mighty discus. With one swift motion, Mohini severed Swarbhanu's head from his body. However, fate had an unexpected outcome in the store for Swarbhanu. By consuming the Amrita, he had attained the immortality. His head transformed into Rahu and North Node, while his body metamorphosed into Ketu, the South Node. Thus, Rahu and Ketu emerged as celestial entities, forever intertwined with the destinies of humanity. Unraveling the nature of Ketu, here, now that we have discussed and discovered Ketu's mythological origin, let us embark on a journey of to comprehend its nature and the profound influence it holds our lives. Ketu, as the South Node, possesses a disruptive and detached energy that challenges our attachment to the materialistic pursuits. Imagine Ketu as the cosmic force that beckons us to simplify our existence, urging us to release the chains of relationship, wealth, material possession. It whispers to us, encouraging humanity, beckoning us to embark on a nomadic voyage, traversing the unexplored terrains of life. As far as the impact and lessons of Ketu we can understand, the influence of Ketu can be profound, for it has the power to strip away our most cherished possession, redirect our focus towards the mystical and spiritual realms. Like tempestuous force, it challenges our desires and attachment, guiding us towards a greater understanding of ourself and our spiritual journey. While Saturn may delay our goals, Ketu possesses the audacity to deny them entirely. Yet, it is vital to remember that Ketu's influence is not intended to inflict suffering upon us. Instead, it serves as catalyst for growth, pushing us to explore the depth of our beings and establish a profound connection with the spiritual realm. Seeking relief from Ketu's clutches, yes, there is a possibility. If you find yourself entangled in the web of Ketu's influence, take a solace knowing that relief is attainable. By surrendering to the divine energy of Lord Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, we can find respite and guidance in navigating the challenges posed by Ketu. Furthermore, engaging activities such as gardening, embracing spirituality can assist us in aligning our energy with Ketu's teaching. Though these practices will learn to embrace simplicity, detachment, and cultivate a profound connection with the spiritual realm. As we bring this extraordinary journey to a close, remember that we have ventured into the mystical realm of Ketu, the South Node, an enigmatic celestial force that challenges our attachments and beckons us towards the spiritual growth. By embracing Ketu's teaching, we embark on a path of humanity, humility, detachment, and self-discovery. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on this captivating exploration. We hope our journey has provided you with the profound insights into the enigmatic nature of Ketu and its influence on our lives. Until we meet again, yes, keep exploring the wonders of the universe.